All right, wrestling fans, it is time for Pro Wrestling America. This week, coming to you from the BMO Harris Bank Center in Rockford, Illinois. A lot of big things going on. Some roster changes, but then also tournament for the new American heavyweight champion. The title was vacated when Kerry Von Erich left during the World Heavyweight Title Tournament. And so we have a four-man tournament tonight to declare a new American heavyweight champion. Those four men will be Terry Gordy, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Bubba Ray Dudley, and Gino Hernandez. We also have basically every other title on the line, as the television champion Bugsy McGraw defends the title against Buzz Sawyer. The American Tag Team titles are on the line as Nightmare Ken Wayne and Italian Stallion defend against Cowboy Ron Bass and Black Bart. You've got the Illinois Heavyweight title on the line as Honky Tonk Man defends against Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. The American and the World Tag Team titles on the line as the Smoking Guns battle against the Freebirds. But as we get to that, we have to get to our rosters. First of all, with Great Muta winning the World Heavyweight title, we have reached an agreement with Motor City Wrestling to bring him back on the PWA roster for a couple of months, trading in former World Heavyweight Champion Ravishing Rick Rude. He is going to Motor City Wrestling. Muta is coming to the PWA. New signings. Stone Cold Steve Austin, having attacked Muta after the tournament last week, he signed on. That's why he's in the American Heavyweight Title Tournament, to bring him back to a spot where he can become, in his mind, the next World Heavyweight Champion. Also on the manager's side, we have Gary Hart signing a contract with us. Gentleman Chris Adams has extended his contract with the PWA. But we are having to say goodbye to Bobby the Brain Heenan after being left with only the Smoking Guns. Even though they are the World Tag Team Champions, it's just not enough for the Brain. So maybe we'll have him back at some point. But for right now, it's just a waste of his time. But to no longer waste more of your time, let's get into the action for this week. Opening match on the card, television title on the line. Bugsy McGraw defending against former 4, 5, 6-time television champion Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer. And this, as you can probably gather from these two guys, was a brawl and a half. Went the entire 15-minute time limit and then still took security to break them up after the match. J.J. Dillon got on the microphone afterwards demanding a rematch with Bugsy. But Bugsy was like, no, I don't think so. You had your shot. And leaves the ring. That leaves Buzz kind of irritated. But we'll see how that goes in the next few weeks as Buzz tries to once again reclaim the television title. All right, semifinal round. Semifinal when it's a four-man tournament now. You hype it up as best you can. American Tag Team titles going on, or American Heavyweight title. I'm skipping lines on my notes here. First match has Terry Gordy facing off against Stone Cold Steve Austin. And this was a great match. Gordy showing why he is one of the top contenders in the PWA. But ultimately, it is Austin winning the match in a time of 17 minutes, 25 seconds with the Stone Cold Stunner to advance to the title match. Next match has Bubba Ray Dudley facing off against Gino Hernandez. And this does not look to be a great match at all, because Gino seems to be just trying to sit there and just ride out his contract, because he didn't even bother to care much about the match. And it is Bubba Ray Dudley with the Bubba Slam in a time of 5 minutes, 9 seconds to advance to face Stone Cold Steve Austin in the American Heavyweight title match later on. Next match has the American Tag Team titles on the line. Nightmare Ken Wayne and Italian Stallion defending the titles against Cowboy Ron Bass and Black Bart. And right after the bell rings, the ring gets rushed with many wrestlers from Hawkeye Championship Wrestling, being led by Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. Following the swarm of wrestlers that has wiped out Wayne, Stallion, Bass, and Bart, Ted DiBiase and Bob Geigel climb into the ring. And they call me out to explain what happened last week. In a great faux pas for the territorial days, they say that I had arranged for somebody not on the main PWA roster to win the World Heavyweight Title Tournament. And they thought for sure that it was going to be the man that they had traded for, Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol, was going to win that. And that I screwed Idol over in the finals against Great Muta. And as I continue to not show up, they say they are going to do everything in their power to close down the state of Iowa to the PWA, to make Iowa a Hawkeye Championship Wrestling only territory. And so they announce that they have dissolved their partnership with the PWA, no longer seeing Great Muta or any other PWA World Heavyweight Champion as their world champion, but proclaiming Austin Idol as their champion. And although there are guys who are backstage wanting to really rip into these guys who have invaded our space, I've given orders to make sure nobody goes out there. Let them leave in peace. Let them say their piece. If they want to be done with us, they can be done with us, because I have seen all week just hate mail from Geigel and DiBiase over all of the crap that went down in the semifinals and finals. But I held true to my word. Somebody not on the PWA main roster was crowned the World Heavyweight Champion. And yes, I have brought him in to the main roster for a little while to bring out some of the great storylines that could be possible with Muta over maybe Ravishing Rick Rude. So after everybody clears out of the ring, DiBiase and Geigel walk off in a huff. We get back to Pro Wrestling America action. Illinois heavyweight title on the line. Honky Tonk Man defending the title against Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. And this is a great match. Alexandra York is, for some reason, not in Gilbert's corner. And it doesn't really seem to affect Gilbert, because they have a great match, but it is Honky Tonk Man after Gilbert misses a splash onto the ropes. Why Gilbert was going for a splash against the ropes, I am not sure. But Honky Tonk Man moved out of the way, rolled Eddie Gilbert up for a pin at 18 minutes, 34 seconds, your winner and still Illinois heavyweight champion, Honky Tonk Man. Now we get to the American heavyweight title on the line. Bubba Ray Dudley versus Stone Cold Steve Austin. 1 hour time limit to crown a new American heavyweight champion. And this match goes all over the place. These two literally destroy the ringside area. And after an hour of brawling back and forth, I lost count of how many pinfall attempts there were. How many even submission attempts there were by both guys. Eventually, it comes down to referee David Manning having to declare the match a time limit draw. Both men look disgusted. Answer to No One by Colt Ford begins to play. I come out. And I say this, it does seem kind of a disservice to the fans, to Bubba Ray, and to Stone Cold. So I decide, okay, we will redo this match next week. Next week at the State Farm Center in Champaign, Illinois, it will be Stone Cold Steve Austin facing Bubba Ray Dudley no time limit for the American heavyweight title. Both men seem to be okay with that. So they leave the ring, and we have the World Tag Team titles on the line. The second main event of the evening, and the only one I could really say and advertise beforehand. The Smoking Guns and the Freebirds. This feud has been building all summer. And still, for one reason or another, one way or another, the Smoking Guns continue to be able to hold on to the tag team titles they won back in February. And they are currently the longest reigning PWA World Tag Team Champions. And I'd have to go back, and I didn't look at it to see, but I think also the longest title reign in PWA history right now. And so we have Billy and Bart Gunn without Bobby the Brain Heenan. You have Michael Hayes and Terry Gordy on the other side. And in the middle, you've got David Manning, Nick Patrick, and even Mark Lawrence being brought in as a special referee for the match. Three referees for this match because I've decided just make it anything goes because we need this to be done. And so anything does go. And the match is actually stopped and restarted a couple of times because you've had times where Billy Gunn is pinning Terry Gordy as Michael Hayes is pinning Bart Gunn on the other side. And you have two referees giving all, opposite announcements. So we restart the match again. And eventually, the hour time limit runs out. What wasn't destroyed in the Bubba Ray Dudley, Steve Austin, American heavyweight title match, you got destroyed in this one. The ring steps are in shambles. And it's just the Smoking Guns continue to still have the World Tag Team titles around their waist. A very vicious fight between these four guys. What's going to happen? Well, I don't come out and promise another match next week because I've already given the guys for next week at State Farm Center in Champaign a great main event with Stone Cold and Bubba Ray. So we'll just let this go. We'll see what happens in the coming weeks. But that's the card for this week. I do want to make a few statements about the upcoming cards. Now that we have a new World Heavyweight Champion, and I have recently gotten this idea from Billy Corgan in the NWA of going and having seasons. Now, I've often wondered about those things in pro wrestling because it doesn't seem to really work. But then as I see what they did this past season and going from one pay-per-view to another and developing the storylines there for the pay-per-view, I'm like, this makes sense. This makes a whole lot better sense booking than trying to keep 6, 7, 8, 9 going at one time. Some are starting, some are stopping. Just go with it. So starting next week, September 28th, State Farm Center, the first season of the PWA is happening as we build up towards Christmas Chaos on December 28th. And there will be a handful of feuds that are going on, a handful of storylines that are focused on in these next 3 months, hopefully to better entertain you as the fans. So get ready for that next week. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for supporting Pro Wrestling America and the Wrestling with Theology podcast. We'll see you next week.